Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Hey neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follett, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sem-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass to Grid Bull Sale this Saturday. It'll be live on dvauction.com. Latest crop weather updates are out, showing a 4 to 5 percentage point improvement in the good to excellent ratings for our winter wheat crop. We've got Kansas now rated 43% in good to excellent shape, up 5 percentage points from a week earlier. Texas at 39% now in good to excellent shape, also up by 5 percentage points. And Oklahoma at 41% in good to excellent shape now, up 4 percentage points from 1 week ago. The canola crop in Oklahoma is up 2 points from a week earlier, now at 43% in good to excellent shape. Blooming up 20 points in a single week, now 49% of the canola crop in Oklahoma blooming. If you've been out where canola fields are, you're seeing them turn rapidly yellow now. The wheat crop jointing rapidly, 66% of the Oklahoma crop now jointing. That's a jump of 19 points in the latest week. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, most of the oxygen in the Senate this week going to be taken up by the battle over the pick for the Supreme Court by Donald Trump, Neil Gorsuch. It looks like it will take a nuclear option to get him confirmed to the U.S. Senate. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley being quoted by Fox News that he believes that Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed for the U.S. Supreme Court by this coming Friday. That's the date when the Senate has planned to leave for a two-week Easter recess. Not much room. Not much wiggle room on getting a vote on U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue this week. Ag groups are trying to get the attention of the U.S. Senate. At this point, it doesn't look very likely that Sonny Perdue will get that vote until after the Easter holiday recess. Now, it's not just Sonny Perdue that is still waiting on confirmation. It's also our U.S. Trade Ambassador, Robert Lighthizer. That's Donald Trump's pick to be the Trade Ambassador for USTR. According to Craig Uden, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as we talked to him this last weekend in San Antonio, the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting, both of those gentlemen really need to be in the game.
We would sure like to have USTR Lighthizer there, as well as we'd like to have Secretary of Agriculture Perdue there, but that hasn't happened yet. It is frustrating for us as we're already diving into the farm bill. You know, trade's extremely important, and so is dealing with this 2018 farm bill. We've already had several hearings, and we don't even have a Secretary of Ag set. So those are things that are the frustrating part, but they will get done, and it's been very positive as far as what we've heard from our congressmen and senators as far as their interviews with these folks, and I look forward to getting those guys on the ground, because if we're going to do bilateral trade agreements, we must get started soon.
President of NCBA Craig Uden, you've got farm news on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sem-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.